Bava Basra Perek Tes Mishnah Tes 9-9. The second of the three cases now where we have two people dying and we're not sure who died first, and therefore there's a dispute amongst the heirs. Here in this Mishnah we have him and her, a couple, who are dying. So the case of the Mishnah has something like a Brady Bunch type situation where she had children from her first marriage, he had children from his first marriage, and they don't have any children together. And now because we're not sure who died first, we're not sure who should get her assets. Because again, the natural heir of a woman is her husband. So if she died first, her husband would collect her estate, he'd be her heir. Then he dies a moment later, so then his side of the family would be the ones who end up with her stuff. On the other hand, if her husband died first, so then she has no husband when she dies, so therefore it would be her children who are her first line of heirs, so they'd be the ones to get everything. Since we don't know who died first, we're not sure which way the money should flow. Just to make sure something is clear, this is not the case of our Mishnah, but if they had children together, so in that case, since their children are vadai heirs, they're certainly heirs, because regardless of who dies first, they have a son together, right? So if she died first, so then her stuff would go to her husband, and then her husband's stuff would go to that son. And if he died first, then her stuff would go directly, and she died second, her stuff would go directly to her son. So either way, the son that's common to both of this current couple would be a certain heir, so he'd be the Vadai inheritor, and the other claimants would be Sfekos. Maybe they should get, maybe they shouldn't. And therefore, he would get everything because the Suffolk isn't Motzi. He doesn't take from the hands of the Vada, the certain person. But that's not a case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is, again, they have no children together. It's just that her children and his children are fighting over who should get her stuff. So who should get it? So that's going to be Machlokas, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But to understand the full nuance of the Mishnah, you have to understand there are three different categories of assets. When a woman gets married, so she has potentially three different categories. The first is what's called Nichse Tzon Barzel. Literally, that means iron sheep property. Forget the etymology. The point is that she brings in, let's say, an apartment building into the marriage, and he takes responsibility for any gain or loss in the value of that apartment building. So what happens is she essentially assigns it over to him, so it becomes, the deed goes to his name, becomes his property, but he gives her a guarantee that she will get paid, let's say $1 million, in exchange for bringing that property. So she sort of is like senior, and as much as she's guaranteed $1 million, regardless of what the property is actually worth. Okay, so she's, they both have like a hand in it. It's in his name, but she has like a superior claim, if you will, to $1 million, no matter what, if you will. The second category is called what the Mishnah refers to as Nechasim Hanechnasim Beyotzim Ima, property that goes in with her and comes out with her. That's also known as Nichse Malug. That, let's say she brings an orchard into the marriage, but she keeps the orchard in her name. It doesn't get assigned to him. He doesn't get his name on the deed. But while they're married, he's allowed to have benefits from the peros, the produce, the output of the asset, usufruct rights, as it's called technically, and that's called fine. And the reason... And if they get divorced, so then, or he dies, so then she will get her property back. And if it's worth more, it's worth more. If it's worth less, it's worth less. Okay, that's Nechse Tzon Barzel, or Nechasim that are Nechnasin V'yotzim Imma, that go in with her and go out with her. The third category of her assets is her Ksuba. That's her contractual payment, which could be including both what's called Iker Ksuba, the 200 Zuz, let's call it. And if there's any Tosef Ksuba, an additional commitment, let's assume there isn't for that in our Mishnah here. So... The question is, should her children or his children be entitled to each of those three payments? And again, we have a machlokas here between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Mishnah says inside, Nafal habayis alav val ishto. This couple both die in the house together. We're not sure who died first. So Yorshe Habaal, his children, Omrim Haisha Mesa Rishona, they claim, listen, maybe she died first, in which case our father would have inherited everything. V'achkach meis bal, and then our father died, and therefore everything that was hers now comes to us. And Yorshe Isha, but her heirs, I mean like her children, Omrim habal meis rishon, the father, our stepfather died first, and therefore when V'achkach meis Isha, when our mother, his wife, died second, she had no husband. Therefore, the only heirs are us, her children. So we want to get everything. So what do? Beis Shammai omrim yachaloku. Beis Shammai say everything gets divided between the two claimants. His thought is that there's an equal claim regarding both the Nechsei Tzon Barzel and the Nechsei, the Nechassam and Nechnasam V'yotzim Ima, because on the one hand, the apartment was in his name, but on the other hand, he had this ironclad promise of giving her $1 million. And similarly, the orchard was, yes, in her name, but he had the rights to use it as much as he wanted while they were married. So there's no clear muchzak here. They're both kind of muchzak, and therefore, since we don't know who to give it to, we'll give it equally between the two of them, two claimants. Now, as far as the ksuba goes, so really, there's clearly a muchzak here. The muchzak here should be him, the husband, because the 200 zuz was in his pocket, and was only to be paid in the event that the ksuba became due, meaning that he died before her, or he divorced her. So when the children, her children are claiming the ksuba, they're trying to get him to pay money out. And tamotzi mechaver lavaraya, he should say, listen, prove to me that, the heirs would say, prove to us that, you know, that this ksuba is payable because our husband, our father died first and we'll pay you. But without that, no. He's the muchzak. But if you recall from the previous Mishnah, Beis Shammai had held that if you have a contract as a shtar chov, like a ksuba, so then you're as if, it's as if you collected it and as if you're a muchzak now. So puts them on equal footing. So according to Beis Shammai, his shita would be that the ksuba of the wife makes her an equal footing as much the muchzak and that 200 zuz as the husband, the father, or his heirs. And therefore everything is divided equally. Ubeis Hillel omrim nechasim b'chezkasan. Beis Hillel say the property stays in its chazaka. I mean, he doesn't agree with this yachlok. He doesn't say divided. He says keep it in its chazaka and its presumptive with its presumptive owners. Now, the nechasim we're talking about here, although it's not explicit, it's clear from the context of the rest of the Mishnah, we're talking about the first category, the nechasim that are called nechsei tzon barzel. So it's the apartment that she brought in, which is now in his name. So it says b'chezkasan. Now, the way that Bartanura reads, that it's not clear who we mean. We could be one of two things. We could mean, Beis Hillel meaning, could mean either A, it goes to his side of the family because it was assigned in his name, so he's the muchzak. Or it could be, it goes to her side of the family because, listen, it was Tzon Barzel, it was like ironclad. It had, the first claim was $1 million over and above whatever the apartment was worth, meaning like, let's say on day one when they got married. So he got an apartment, but actually the apartment was worth 800K and he promised her $1 million. So she's like, he has negative equity. She's like the first claimant here. She's got the real muchzakas here. So therefore they both have claims. On the one hand, it's his name. On the other hand, it's her. She has kind of first rights and everything. And therefore, we don't know to whom it should go. So being the case, so the Bartanura says we divided amongst both of them. Just a little bit of detail for a moment here. The Gemara actually brings three opinions, as it happens. Rabbi Yochanan says it's the real muchzak that the Beis Hillel are referring to is his side of the family, and Rabbi Elazar says no, it's her side of the family, and the third opinion, Bar Kapara, says it's actually what Beis Hillel means is it's divided amongst both of them, which is a tricky read in the Mishnah, but anyways, that's what he holds. Now, what's interesting is the Bartanura doesn't sound like that. The Bartanura doesn't sound like Bar Kabari, just sounds like almost a fourth shita. We don't know to whom to give it, and therefore we're going to divide it 50-50. So that's a little strange, but the Bartanura did. Be that as it may, the halacha is indeed that we would divide the Nechsei Tzon Barzel amongst the two of them, meaning essentially they would get the apartment, and she would get her heirs would get half of the promised amount. Now, the ksuba, that's Bechezkas Yorashe Habal, says Beis Hillel, for sure his side of the family keep the 200 zuz, they don't give anything, because they're the muchzak in that, no doubt about it. Again, Beis Shammai had held that having ksuba makes you like a muchzak, but Beis Hillel don't hold that way. And finally, Nechasim HaNechnasim V'yotzim, as for the Nechse Malug, the property that goes in and out ima with her, so those are Bechezkas Yorashe Ha'av. Those are on her side of the family, because it was always in her name. She brought the orchard in, but it had her name on it, and it stays her family's estate, so her family's the muchzak, and they keep it. Here it says, Yorshe Ha'av, the Av in question, the father we're talking about here, is her father. That's a little strange, but that's what it means here, her side of the family. Again, the halacha would be like Beis Hillel, so indeed, in this case, we would divide it like we said before. The Nechsetzer and Barzel is 50-50, the Ksuba doesn't get paid out, and the Nechse Melug, or the Nechnasim HaYotzim Ima, would go to her side of the family.